10, Section 4, Agriculture. As you read, look for changes in agriculture, the cause of farmers' poverty, why blacks migrated from Alabama, terms, overcropping, segregation. In 1900, 88% of Alabamians lived on farms. Cotton was the major crop on about two-thirds of the farms in the state. Sharecroppers, or tenant farmers, worked over half of Alabama's farms. Many farmers lived in poverty during this period. Farming methods change. New farming methods were in use by 1900, but most of the work was still done with animals or by hand. Life was hard for farm families. Their work provided them with little more than basic food and clothing. Farmers planted cotton in their fields year after year. This practice, called overcropping, used up all the nutrients in the soil. Overcropping is planting the same crop over and over. That meant the soil was less fertile. You read about Dr. George Washington Carver's work in Chapter 9. He wanted to help the farmers learn to farm scientifically. By changing crops, farmers could protect the soil and make a better living. Dr. Carver's work came at an important time in the lboll of cotton farmers. The boll weevil had destroyed cotton crops. This forced many Alabama farmers to quit growing cotton. They began growing peanuts and other profitable crops instead. Because this forced change was a good one, a statue was built in Enterprise to honor the boll weevil. Shift in black population. In 1915, African Americans from Alabama and other southern states began moving out of the region. Most blacks in Alabama were farmers or worked at low-paying jobs. The majority of them could not vote. Many African Americans in the South were looking for better jobs and less segregation, separation of the races. A large number of them went west to California or north where there were big centers of industry. Think it through. 1. Why is overcropping a bad practice? 2. Why did the town of Enterprise honor the boll weevil? 3. Why did many blacks leave the state during this time?